The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, so interesting. My 17-year-old, my Mikey, loves Stevie Ray. So I'm looking for artwork down in the music dungeon, you know, down in the house to put a nice... I got Jimi Hendrix. I got that decal of Jimi Hendrix, you know. Of course, most of the wall is Frank Sinatra, of course, of course. And then I got an area. I got to put Stevie up there somewhere. So I'm picking just the right kind of picture of Stevie. And so I tried to Google, and Al, maybe you could help me out, because I know you're an old rock and roller from back in the day. But when I introduced Stevie Ray Vaughan at that, it was Chelsea Pier for WNEW. Mm-hmm. And it was, wasn't Miller sponsoring it? I believe it was the Miller Coors Light
concert series that they had at the
Pier. I will Google, and I hate to do this because it lacks humility, but I go Piscopo and then whoever I want to be with, you know. And somehow they're online. I see all these pictures, you know. I put Joe Piscopo and that's how I get some of my pictures sometimes. So I put Joe Piscopo, Stevie Ray Vaughan images, you know. And I think I saw Stevie at the beer, but there's got to be a picture of me on stage, you know, my arms out, probably, you know, going Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, when I introduced him. One of the highlights of my life, man. Getting to actually chat with the great Stevie Ray.
I'm scrolling through so far, and I see the first three pictures are of Stevie himself playing. Then there's a 51 Fender that looks similar to Stevie's guitar. Whoa. Then there's a couple of others, some guy doing Stevie Ray. And then the one after that is Joe Piscopo with Eddie Murphy doing Frank Sinatra and Stevie Wonder. The next one is Joe Piscopo doing Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So, unfortunately.
Not the Stevie Ray, though. Oh, he was
Star Trek Cruise. Yeah, you didn't do that. Yeah.
Right. You can go through everything. You
then
know?
there's apparently inductees to the Wrestling Hall of Fame. I don't know why that's there.
artificial intelligence isn't as smart as we thought.
No.
Yeah. So I got to get something with the great Stevie Ray Vaughan. My goodness gracious, there's got to be a picture there somewhere. Just love this guy's. He was just so great. He was such a gentleman, Stevie Ray. Yeah. When we were there, I'll find if I can get the picture.
Jerry Lewis and Eddie Murphy. Apparently, I don't know how what it has anything to do with Stevie Ray. Unfortunately, there is no pictures here.
Don't, and you don't think about it as you go through your career. Now it's selfie heaven. I could go with anybody. Do you mind? Can I get a? Yeah, right. Sure, Joe. Go ahead. But you do a selfie, and I got thousands of pictures now. But back then you didn't think you had to. Remember that camera? You had that camera where you had to self wind it. You know,
35mm.
My Lord. Hey, Joe on the radio. Anyway, fondly remembering the great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Doctor Monica Crowley will join us. Charlie Payne is on this hour. What, Joey? How do you see the thing is, Joe Sebilia, our young producer, doing such a great job. You hit it out of the park, and people we are so proud to have you with us and to book the shows like you book them with Gordon Chang and Leo and Monica. You know, and Paul DiGiacomo, Detective Jack. So, how do we top this tomorrow? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You, pressure's on. You know that.
Well, I think today should just be the last show. This was the big farewell show. Goodbye, everybody.
The end is
Is that what this show is now? It has to be big name guests in order to do a successful show? Yeah, is that
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, absolutely, right. Baby. Bring it on. Bring it on. Okay. You know, you think, I know you think Al Gattulo, the name Al Gattulo, is just going to bring everybody in.
No, I think the fact that there is a litany of news that we should be talking about, I don't think we necessarily have to have big name guests.
Okay. Who cares about the news?
All right. Tell that to the 30,000 people that are around on Long Island that still don't have power.
Yeah. You know what? And so Joe, thank you for that. And we'll stay with it, and we appreciate it very much. And people appreciate it, Al, when we bring great folks on the air like that. So we appreciate it very much. And they won't address the power failure. No one will address it. The press won't address it. They touch it. The governors apologize for it, and that's the end of it. And that's inexcusable. And there's
What has to happen? Here's what has to happen. The governor yesterday in his press conference said, I'm holding Con Edison and PSE&G to the fire. I'm going to revoke their license. I'm not bluffing. I'm about as serious as a heart attack. You know what, Governor? Put your money where your mouth is. You don't like the response to them? Get rid of them. Get rid of Con Edison. Get rid of PSE&G and do it. Don't, instead of words, actions. That's what speaks to these people. Yes, but they should be getting a refund for all the food that they lost. The businesses, the small businesses that have only had outdoor dining, and now they couldn't even open their business because of the fact that the food was spoiled and they didn't have power. Yes, they should be getting money back, but these people's feet should be held to the fire. And if you don't like their responses, then revoke their license and get somebody else in there. But they won't do that. The governors won't. They'll just continue to yak.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything, but when you have someone who is the new Democrats don't have any idea how to manage any. I'm telling you, and call me and tell me if I'm wrong, please. But as I look at the cities that are in the most disarray, New York, we lost New York. New York is gone. Gone. The fact that you don't have a governor or a mayor that backs the police department. Seattle, in Portland, they're defunding the police. It's a mess. It's a chaotic mess. And yet they're still going to defund the police. And look what's happening in New York. You have all these shootings are up. 1,000 shootings. And yet you're going to defund the police. This is mental illness. This is a derangement syndrome from the regressive socialists. I'm telling you right now. And you can't put a Democrat to run a city now. And correct me if I'm wrong and show me an example of a Democrat that knows what he's doing. And it's unfortunate. It's why all of us are walking away. And what really gets me crazy is when you look at the most stressed folks in the area, when you get the people who are hurt the most, like in the city of Chicago, and then you see them still blame the president. They cannot. They will take the police away. They'll defund the police. And then you're going to have looting like it was. And you're going to have the crime that you have in Chicago. And the press doesn't. That's the story. Not the pandemic. Not 5 million people now have the coronavirus. That's not the story. The story is the destruction of the cities across America. That should be first and foremost on every single news station, on every network news. But they won't do it because they're afraid. The press is afraid to question any Democrat. And man, that talk about lack of objectivity. Don't get me started. Let me go to John. I'm going to grab some calls here if I can at 9:12 before we go to Dr. Crowley. John, good morning. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe, great job yesterday, as usual, on Cavuto about the gyms.
Oh, thanks, brother.
I think he's starting to run out of numbers. I mean, he quoted a debunked case report from China of a restaurant. So between the restaurant bias that he has as well as the gym bias, I think the other part of that is that my boy Rotino from Powerhouse Gym in Linden is going to be testifying today, actually, with Sweeney and some of the other legislators of New Jersey to talk about the benefits, as you know, of health clubs. So it's one of those things that I think ultimately they have to. They haven't given enough good reasons why they should stay closed. Frankly,
yeah, yeah,
there's no data to support keeping them closed.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The data is flawed. And thank you, John, for that great call. You're right. And our hope is in Steve Sweeney. He is the head of the Senate in the great state of New Jersey, doing a great job. He's a great guy, a great public servant. Steve Sweeney is. But he clashes with Governor Murphy. And I don't know that Steve Sweeney has any pull with this governor. But my goodness gracious. And it's more than just wellness is one thing. Like Andrew Alfano did a great job on the show, head of CEO of Retro Fitness. And you want to build up your immune system. Like I tell you about balance of nature, building up your immune system. It's so important to do that. But business, man, you're running people into the ground. You're not going to be able to survive. The businesses are going to fail completely. Restaurants and the governors don't want, they're like obsessed with these false figures. Yet when it comes to putting sick people into nursing homes, or one thing that you don't hear, putting sick people into hospitals, when people, don't forget, they would go in for heart attacks or strokes during the height of the pandemic, they would put COVID patients right in there. Nothing. They don't even touch that. And the press, I'm so disappointed because I'm a fan. We put the great journalists on the show. You know, we like to have good journalists on the show. And they don't have, they go after President Trump, and they're young and they're snarky and they're vicious. And it's like Shark Week. I don't have to watch Shark Week. I can watch a press conference with Donald Trump, for crying out loud. They don't let the guy get a word in edgewise. It's disrespectful. But when it comes to a vital issue like businesses failing, like finding out how to contain the virus, rather than yelling at us and telling us in a dramatic pandemonium way that 5 million people have the coronavirus, but they don't even address the violence in the inner cities. I'm so disappointed in the mainstream media. Just disappointed. Let me go to Marianne. Marianne, good morning. Thank you for calling. What are you thinking this morning?
Good morning, Joe. What about this big spa that opened up in Edgewater? What's the difference between a spa and a gym? And then Murphy, he has $2 billion in reserve. Why can't he pay the unemployment benefits to these people?
Yeah, that's a good point. And why are we borrowing $9.9 billion? And why are we using and raising property tax in that regard? It's an absolute mess. You know, we've lost Jersey. We've lost New York. But people keep voting. In the name of God, they keep voting regressive. They keep voting socialist. And now you've got Marxism coming in. And then we're going to see. And who is Joe Biden going to pick? Is Joe Biden going to know who he picks? Who are they going to pick for Joe Biden? Let me put it that way. So we're going to see what's going on there. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And it's, you know, it's like about a few months away. We got this election. And is the vice president for Joe Biden going to make any difference? Because once those debates go down, I mean, what's going to happen? And why did the president say that? I'm very curious why the president said, and I appreciate you letting me know that. When the president said, you know, I have a lot of enemies out there. This might be the last time you'll see me for a while. Why would President Trump say that when he was at that Whirlpool plant? Just curious. 877-970-2999. Hey, Glenn's calling in, our buddy. Good morning, Glenn. What are you thinking this morning?
Good morning, Joe Piscopo. What a great show. I'm honored. Politics or music, but right away, the threat on the president is only part of the Democratic desperateness to either for voter fraud in every possible way. You know, the mail-in or getting licenses for illegals.
Yeah.
Also, I'm thinking of Pol Pot chasing civilized people out of the cities and then turning them into skeletons. Well, that's what's happening with our we're being stampeded out of our nice homes so that they can buy them at a bargain price and, you know, make a new order in the communist fashion.
Yeah, maybe. Glenn, your point's well taken. And also, Glenn, thank you for bringing up the voting, these illegal licenses flooded some states. Did you see that story? We didn't stay on that story, but there were like illegal licenses that came in. And there is going to be, I think, and I predict, voter fraud like we've never seen. I'm feeling it. The president's feeling it. And how do you, I mean, look, anything could happen. That's the main danger is voter fraud in this next election. Washington, because they'll do anything to take this president down. Hey, Joe on the radio, it is 9:18 right now. Brandy Scott is in for Debbie Duhaime, doing a great job on the roads. Dr. Monica Crowley will join us next right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Starting to slow down on La Crosse County, making your way westbound. Very heavy there, moving between the Hutch and the Bronx River Parkway. Great ride in both directions, getting across the East River at the Whitestone Bridge. Throgs Neck Bridge, though, a slow go heading into Queens. We've got some slowdowns on the Bruckner southbound between White Plains Road and the Sheridan. After that, you're going to see some minor delays approaching the Triborough Bridge. Cross Bronx on the eastbound side, that is jammed approaching White Plains Road. Road work out there in the right lane, backed up to the Deegan. Over on the westbound side, bumper to bumper from the Bruckner through to underneath the apartments. That's because of repairs on the outbound George upper deck, right lane down there till about 2:30 today. Looking good, though, on the inbound side. No major issues up and down. Also pretty good inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels, less than a five-minute wait. Partly cloudy with a chance for a thunderstorm or shower this afternoon. We're going to warm up to about 90 degrees. And now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I can't make heads or tails of elder law or estate care, and I got to tell you, Mike Connors does. That's why I want you to get your questions asked from him every Thursday on my show, Kevin McCullough Radio. Just email your question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call 718-238-6500. Then listen to Mike's show Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 The Mission and FM 102.3, and Saturday evenings at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
Craving delicious Italian food? Well, Michael's of Brooklyn is open. Check out their takeout, delivery, and curbside menu at michaelsofbrooklyn.com or call 718-998-7851. That number again is 718-998-7851. Prepared foods are also available at Michael's Pastry Shop. Don't forget their delicious, authentic sauce available online and in stores. Michael's of Brooklyn, reaching out to the community since 1964.
Here are the facts. Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. Having to do your own digital marketing while trying to manage your business, well, there's just not enough time in the day. You need Salem Surround. You're doing all you can to market your business, but are you sure you have the right strategy or seeing a great return on investment? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. We'll design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies, using everything in our toolkit to work for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio at the 922 telling you about JLD Tax. You can't trust the IRS. You know, you just can't. And all of us had to deal with the IRS. Remember I told you they sent me a letter and you see, oh, the Internal Revenue Service. And I looked and I said, now what could it possibly be? And I opened it up and you owe $11. I swear to goodness gracious. I mean, they are just, and then other times they say, you owe this, you owe that. And then I said to my business manager long ago, oh, I'll call them. Let me call them. If you call the IRS, they are just going to take advantage of you. You can't do it. They're not, forgive me, and I know they're fellow Americans, but I don't know. A lot of them are as understanding as they should be. I'm being kind at the IRS. You got to go to JLD Tax Resolution. It's a local business. And they can get you the relief you need. By the way, if you get a letter from the IRS, you can't even address it because those people, all they care about is taking you down and taking your money. You need to call JLD. I was blown away by the success stories that they have. I keep telling you about this one guy and $90,000 a year, JLD was able to settle for $5,800. I've told you about the other guy, that $55,000 he owed to the IRS. Well, JLD settled for only $3,000 total. You got to go to a professional, and JLD is where you want to be. 201-479-2572. By the way, don't feel bad either. If you owe, taxes and you accidentally didn't pay a tax and you're confused about it, this is a horrible government situation, in my opinion, the IRS. The way they just come in and pick on us, you know? You mentioned Jersey Joe when you call JLD at 201-479-2572, and the first 10 callers will receive a free transcript investigation and analysis to help get your life back. That's a $1,500 value for free. 201-479-2572. Everybody has a problem with the IRS. And when you have a problem, you have to call JLD Tax, please. 201-479-2572 or go to 201tax.com.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
I got you covered, baby. Bruce on the radio.
The times are tough, man. Just getting tougher.
Bruce Springsteen with Joe Piscopo. I know. Don't hate me. Please don't hate me. I play Bruce. And then I get bad tweets. Oh, Bruce this, Bruce that. Politics aside, it's okay. I think it's okay to even Tony Bennett. I listen to Tony Bennett. Tony is so way left liberal, but I will still listen to Tony Bennett records. Is that okay to do that? Hey, you know who I love is Dr. Monica Crowley. She's a longtime friend, Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the U.S. Treasury. Dr. Crowley, Monica, welcome to the show. How awesome it is to have you with us this morning.
Joe, I cannot tell you how much fun it is to be back with you. It's been way too long. Miss you so much. And thanks for having me back.
Are you good? Tell us what you're doing at the Treasury Department. How cool is that, Monica Crowley?
Well, listen, Joe, this is amazing for me. So I've had this extraordinary media career, Fox News, talk radio, weekly columns in the nation's top papers. I've had an extraordinary media career, and I always loved it. But when this opportunity came around last spring, 2019, to join the Trump administration in a senior level as Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Public Affairs, I jumped at it, Joe, because, as you know, I was one of the very first people to support President Trump, June 2015.
Yes, you were. Yes,
I
you
knew
were.
He was going to win. I knew he was not just going to be the nominee. I knew he was going to win. So I have believed in him and his agenda from the very beginning. And when this call came to work for Secretary Mnuchin and President Trump on their economic agenda for the American people, I jumped.
I have to tell you, and this is between you and I, Monica, because we know each other long enough. And I saw we were in a green room. It was, I guess it was Neil's show, Cavuto's show, something. We were just doing, hits and you walked out and I said, President Trump, huh? And it was, I think as the election hadn't happened yet and you looked at me as you were exiting into the television studio and you said two words, divine intervention.
I still believe that.
Now
more
that,
than ever,
man.
Joe.
That was great. You looked at me as you, it was such a cool exit. You over your shoulder, divine intervention. Oh, man, that's my girl right there. Oh, listen. But you know what? Really? Anymore? It's so crazy. I totally agree. Oh, by the way, I got to stay on this. Steve Mnuchin was brilliant. The president, executive orders, he did it. I mean, he crushed it. Tell me, did you advise the president on the COVID relief and these great executive orders he did the other day in Bedminster?
Well, I personally did not, but my boss, Secretary Mnuchin, as you know, he and the White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, have been leading these negotiations for weeks. Secretary Mnuchin led the original negotiations back in March for the big CARES bill, and so the president sent him and Mark Meadows back to Capitol Hill to try to negotiate with the Democrats and get something done for the American people, because there is a need for continuing economic support for America's workers and businesses of all sizes. And the Democrats were quite intransigent, And the administration put out a number of proposals, offered a number of compromises, and the Democrats would not countenance any of them. So the president decided, after several weeks of these negotiations going nowhere, that he was going to take executive action. And so he did on a number of things. He took an executive action on a payroll tax suspension for several months, an eviction moratorium, so you can't be thrown out of your house, but landlords also get support because they've got no money coming in from their renters. He did an executive order on student loan deferrals. So if you're a student with heavy loan debt, the president just hooked you up. And unemployment insurance, unemployment benefits, which ran out at the end of July, and the president has made it possible to state, for states to reallocate certain money coming out of the disaster relief fund at DHS, reappropriating some of that money so that governors have greater money so that they can kick in $100, feds will kick in $300 a week, so you will be up to $400 a week in unemployment versus the $600 that was the flat blanket amount for everybody on unemployment insurance that came out of the CARES bill that expired July 31st. So the president moved in a lot of different directions to the extent that he could via executive action to deliver economic relief to the American people, something that the Democrats were hesitant to do, but they wanted it only on their terms, and upwards of $3.4 trillion in additional spending. This president said no.
I know, and you know, they'd still be locked up, Monica. They'd still be locked up if the president didn't make the move. And it was brilliant, and it was rogue because he said, "Look, I don't want to. I'm not listening to the Republicans or Democrats. I'm doing exactly what's right." That when he did extended the moratorium on evictions, how wonderful was that? I mean, talk about blue collar deferring student loan payments. This is huge what he did here. And by the way, when I saw your boss Steve Mnuchin say, he actually said, "On he goes, look, we're open to this. If they want to come back." And whether it's 400, 600, I mean, we're open to this. They kind of left the door open, but the Democrats are just not coming to the table at all, correct?
That is correct. And so the president said, enough of this. I'm going to move fast because the American people need money fast. They need relief fast.
Yes.
You know, the American people are sitting out there in a difficult situation. Some states are more open than others, obviously, but we have a lot of people who are still hurting, even though jobs are being added to the economy every single month by the millions. But the American people still need help, and the president recognized that. He said, we have no more time for political gamesmanship. I'm going to do what I can by executive order. Now, there are still negotiations that we would like to have in the administration because there are certain things, Joe, that we can't do by executive order, namely stimulus checks. President, the secretary would love for the American people to get another check in the economic impact payment. Can't do that without Congress. Appropriate the funds. The extension of the Paycheck Protection Program for small business, which we have delivered 5.1 million plus loans to small businesses to keep them afloat and keep their workers on the payroll. That ended on Saturday. We'd love to extend that. Give small businesses a second bite at the apple to get another loan. Can't do that without Congress. Educational funding. We want our schools to safely reopen. They need money to do that. Sanitize and so on. Can't do that without Congress. And state and local assistance, you know, the Democrats would love to have about $8 trillion to go, particularly to blue states like New York, that have grossly mismanaged their finances for decades, and they want a government handout. This president has said no. But what we will do is talk about a much reduced number, amount of money, to go to states to help with COVID-related expenses, sanitation of the subway system, that sort of thing. But they can't. We came in with about $150 billion for state and local for COVID-only targeted support. Democrats want $1 trillion to go bail out states like New York, California, Illinois, and so on. So there are miles to go here, but in the meantime, you know, the American people are the ones caught in the crossfire, and that's really unfortunate.
Dr. Monica Crowley, boy, you have got it down. Monica, before we let you go, we appreciate your valuable time, too. On the horizon for the United States economy, I mean, they're talking about a V-shaped economy. This is going to rebound sooner than later, people are thinking. Any signs of hope in that regard, doctor?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. And, Joe, keep in mind that all of President Trump's pro-growth economic policies that delivered the booming economy the first time around before COVID are all still in place. Tax cuts, regulatory relief, fairer and more reciprocal trade deals like USMCA, which just kicked in on July 1st, that replaced NAFTA, unleashing the energy sector. All of those things that gave us that economic boom the first time around are still there, and they are kicking back in. And that's why you're seeing jobs being added every month by the millions. That's why you're seeing economic activity really start to begin again. Businesses safely reopening, credit card transactions, gasoline demand. All of these indicators are on the upswing, and that tells me the American people are resilient, and so is this economy, thanks to Donald Trump.
Monica, you sound great. I got to ask you, though, as a friend, and we've known each other so long. So you go to, do you go to work at the Treasury building, the beautiful Treasury building? Is that where you got to report to work every day?
I come to work at the gorgeous and historic Treasury building every day, which is right on the White House campus. And as I'm speaking to you now, Joe, and to your audience, I'm looking out of Treasury into the East Wing of the White House, where the First Lady's offices are. It is such a blessing. I'm looking at a bunch of American flags on the property, blowing in the warm wind. I'm looking at the White House. I'm telling you, this is the honor of a lifetime, Joe.
Monica, you're such a great patriot. We love you. Thanks for your service to the great country. And you got to come back. Please keep us posted. I love your positive attitude, Monica Crowley. God bless you. Godspeed. And let's talk soon.
Thank you so much, Joe. Always a pleasure. All the best. God bless.
God bless you, too. Dr. Monica Crowley, Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs at the U.S. Treasury. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Charlie Payne's going to join us momentarily. Big Al's got the headline news at 9:34 right now on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
81 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open and a big jump right at the opening, 300 points. As the market has just opened about 5 minutes ago, more than two dozen banks, tech companies, and consulting firms are pledging to hire 100,000 minority New Yorkers, leaders from 27 companies, including heavyweights J.P. Morgan Chase, Amazon, Goldman Sachs, and Google, are creating what they call the New York Jobs CEO Council. The council announced Monday it aims to hire 100,000 people from low-income Black, Latino, and Asian communities by 2030. The CEOs include Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jeff Bezos of Amazon, Sundar Pichai of Google, and David Solomon of Goldman Sachs. Amazon and the nation's biggest mall owner are talking about turning some Sears and JCPenney store spaces into Amazon fulfillment centers. The Wall Street Journal reports the online retail giant and mall owner Simon Property Group have been in talks since before the coronavirus outbreak began. The Journal reports Amazon and Simon are exploring the possibility of buying out the store locations from Sears and JCPenney. Simon Malls have 63 JCPenney and 11 Sears stores, but there's no word on how many locations Amazon and Simon are considering. In sports, former Met Asdrubal Cabrera, he went 4-for-4, two home runs, five RBIs against his old team as the Nationals pounded out a 16-4 win at Citi Field. Mets pitcher Marcus Stroman opting out of the rest of the season. He's been recovering from a torn calf muscle, and he forfeits a little over $3 million in salary. Yankees host the Braves tonight. The Rangers have won the NHL draft lottery. They'll get to choose number one in early October. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Bumper-to-bumper ride over at the Triborough Bridge. The Manhattan leg backed up because of road work on the Harlem River Drive. Northbound, we've got the left lane down moving between the Willis Ave Bridge and Park Avenue. Slow go getting across the East River at the 59th Street Bridge. A lot of extra volume there heading into Manhattan. Also very busy at the Throgs Neck Bridge getting into Queens. Jammed on the Cross Bronx heading eastbound approaching the Bronx River Parkway. Construction taking out a lane, and that has you very heavy from the Deegan. Over on the westbound side, it is a stop and go ride from White Plains Road through to underneath the apartments. Repairs on the upper deck of the George blocking a lane till about 2:30. Still in pretty good shape, though, inbound, both up and down. No major delays heading into the tolls. Inbound Lincoln and Holland tunnels will cost you less than 5 minutes. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon. A chance for a shower or thunderstorm, warming up to 90 degrees. Partly cloudy again tonight. We dip into the mid-70s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Mako. Roll out refreshed with Mako. Enjoy online estimates and contactless service for easier and safer paint and collision repair. Get started at Mako.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Mike Lindell. This is a great deal. I'm going to tell you about these Giza Dream bed sheets. You got to get the Giza Dream bed sheets. They're so comfortable. I sleep on them every day. I've got the mattress topper. I got the pillow. I got an IM Piscopo pillow. That's me. You know, these sheets look great. They feel great, which means a better night's sleep for you, you know? Mike found the world's best cotton. It's called Giza, right? So it's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, okay? You got nothing to lose. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. Now, here's the deal. You ready for this? Special just for you, kind enough to listen. You will receive two sets for one low price plus free shipping. You'll get two sets of sheets for one low price plus free shipping. Here's the number, 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Please use that promo code AM970. Two sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price plus free shipping. Now is the time to call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
In the 2016 race for president, Donald Trump was not the first choice for many Christian voters. His personal history made it unimaginable that he would defend Christian values as president, or so we thought. In his new book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, Dr. Ralph Reed shows that President Trump has kept his promises and been the most effective presidential defender of religious liberty and the pro-life cause since Reagan. It's required reading in 2020. For God and Country, the new book by Ralph Reed, available wherever books are sold.
For more than 20 years, investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney has traveled the globe for evidence of some of the Old Testament's most miraculous events. Now with The Red Sea Miracle Part 2, Journey to Egypt and Beyond, as Tim interviews the world's foremost experts to discover the truth. The results are faith-affirming and fascinating. You must see Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle Part 2. To see this powerful documentary and others in the series, go to salemnow.com and use the promo code WNYM for 20% off.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
20 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05. Always just a distinct privilege to bring Charles Payne to the airwaves. He's the host of Making Money with Charles Payne on the Fox Business Network, author of the book Unstoppable Prosperity. Charlie, welcome back to the show, my brother. It's always great to have you with us, my friend.
It's always great to be on.
Oh, you know, I do a hit. I Skype in with Neil yesterday, right? Mr. Cavuto. And then he segues. He's talking about retirement and old people. Speaking of which, here's Joe Piscopo. I said, Neil, what are you doing? What was that? Charlie, can you help me out here a little bit? Come on. I'm trying to hang out. We were, you know, I love the guy. You know, I love Neil, man. We were laughing, talking about retirement stuff, but who wants to retire, right, Charlie? Can't we keep going? Can't we baby boomers just keep going, Charlie Payne, huh?
This is a different era, man. Absolutely. It's a different era. I mean, retirement is death. You know, listen, I know too many people who, you know, they retired or were forced out and they were vibrant and they were operating in, you know, multi-billion dollar companies and, or, you know, putting out great thoughts and, you know, the retirement, you know, the next thing you know, like, whoa, did you hear what happened to so-and-so? It's like a year later. So I'm afraid to retire, man.
You're so funny. It's so true, though. Hey, Charlie, you know what? I love your life. I love your career and your book, Unstoppable Prosperity. But you always have a knack. And I got to thank you on the air, man. Thank you for being positive. Because there's always something that you find that's positive in the economy. And then you tweet it out. And I go, oh, and then I retweet. I said, thank God for Charles Payne. Because they like doom and gloom. Charles, it's not that bad. We're going to be okay. Give us some hope, you know, Charlie Payne.
Huh? I got to tell you something. I really feel like I was really the only person, Wall Street person, back in late February and all of March and even April to say, hang in there. I said two things, Joe. I said, do not sell these stocks at a massive loss. You're going to regret it. And if you have the wherewithal, buy this dip. So fast forward, there's a good chance we could see the S&P 500 hit an all-time high today. an all-time high, not a 2020 high, an all-time high today. And there was, what was really happening is really wonderful, is because the rally, which was really just a handful of names, powerful names, you know, the Amazons of the world, kind of dragging the rest of the market by the coattails, is broadening out. So what have we seen in the last couple of days? Yesterday we got what they call the JOLTS report. That's job openings in this country. Now, it's a lagging indicator, so it's for June. But what was most important is Wall Street thought we'd have 4.9 million job opens in June. We had 5.9 million. Joe, I mean, it's really absolutely remarkable. We're also coming toward the end of what they call earnings season. This is what I love, because these aren't the mavens who are on TV, the talking heads, the analysts who never ran a business. It's none of those people. It's the CEOs of companies with tens of thousands of employees on the ground, around the country, around the world. I love earnings season. What's coming out of this earnings season? A record amount of positive forward guidance. Normally, wow, they, you know, these guys play it close to the vest. Hey, we're doing all right, you know. Hey, you know. Now they're saying, hey, we're going to come out of this great. The message from corporate America, the CEOs who are on the ground, is not being told by anyone on TV. No one is talking about that. Instead, they go to some professor at MIT who crunched some numbers on using algorithms, and he thinks the world's going to end next Tuesday. You know, that's ridiculous stuff, my man. That's ridiculous.
I know. And you know what I love, that the president he actually did that rogue move with his executive orders and now defers student loan payments, which I absolutely love. And how much should college students, Charles Payne, be paying toward their loans now that the grace period has been extended under the executive order?
Well, you know, my whole theory on that, it depends a lot on what your interest rates are. You know, I like to see people refinance any kind of loans they have in this environment to these record loan numbers. And then, you know, then be really aggressive if you can, paying them off. If you can pay off loans at current rates, you know, and even raise, you know, that's the ideal thing, you know, because you want to get it out of the way. Interest rates are going to go back up in the future at some point, not for a while. But if you have any kind of loans that are really low rates, these current rates, you just can't beat it, you know. So I've always been in the school, pay them off as soon as you can. Don't let them linger, and then start to build your cash up. So you've established credit, you start to build your cash up, and then you start to look for things. You know, my idea is maybe, you know, get married, form a household, have children, start a business. You know, it varies from person to person, but you don't want them to linger. And it's always sort of like the sword of Damocles. I can't do anything because of these student loans.
Yeah. It's so true. Charles Payne, Making Money with Charles Payne is the name of the show on Fox Business. Unstoppable Prosperity is the name of the book. And Charlie, with what's all that's going on in the economy, on the stocks, I just want to reiterate that, because we were talking about it yesterday. Hold steady. Just don't get crazy, right? I mean, don't panic. You always say don't panic.
Don't panic.
Yeah, but do we buy now? Because I said yesterday on the show, I saw some pharmaceuticals, and I bought them and did very, very well. So it's okay to buy, but don't let the big ones go, you're saying, Charlie Payne.
You know, Joe, I got to tell you something. I've had, for my own business, you know, because I have my own research business for over 30 years. I've been helping people in the stock market since 1985. Wow. I had my best months in the last few months. I'm talking record-breaking months for me. The main reason, 85% of the business has been renewal. I am making people so much money right now, Joe. It is amazing. This has been a time for, this has really been a generational opportunity. I'm serious. I emphasize this because I go back to March of 2009 at the market bottom, when people were still selling billions of dollars worth of stock instead of buying. And some of the stocks were trading at $3 that eventually went to $100, that kind of thing. We're in the midst of that. There's amazing, amazing opportunities out there right now. Amazing. Particularly if you buy great companies and hold on to them. Just phenomenal.
And then the money that, you know what, I understand what the president did. People saying, you can't give more money because people, like my gardener says to me, he goes, I can't hire people because they're making more on unemployment. But what was the president supposed to do? You got to give that money out. When will this all equal out, do you think, Charles?
Here's the problem.
Yes, sir.
Here's a problem, Joe. I've had so many Republican lawmakers on my show, and I present this to them. If this was February, I'd say, you know, and people went to unemployment, and I'd say let them get the normal unemployment checks. Because back then we had 7 million job openings and only 5 million people were unemployed. Flip the script. Where are we right now? Well, I just mentioned 5.9 million job openings, 13 million people unemployed. You know, the notion that everyone is just sitting back eating a bowl of Fruit Loops right now, you know, with that extra $600 is a fallacy. And I think Republicans are making a gigantic mistake. I know about fiscal responsibility and the debt clock and all that stuff. But you know what? These are the same parties that always vote on stuff every time. You know, they still vote on these gargantuan packages anyway. So, you know, I think it's a huge mistake right now to assume that everyone is just out home, at home chilling out, getting that extra $600. Obviously, there are people who are going to abuse the system. There's no doubt about it. I agree 1,000,000% with that. But by the same token, this country needs one more nudge. We need one more nudge. The first round of help, I consider it, was actually to save the economy. This next round is the nudge to propel the economy. So I'm really concerned that to die on the hill of $600 is a bad political move and a bad economic move. You know, at least President Trump, to your point, started with $400. Even that, to me, would have been a smart compromise out the gate. And it would have probably brought the Democrats more into reality, because what they were asking for, $3.4 trillion, is beyond mind-boggling. It's just, that wasn't even a genuine offer. You know, it's like, and two people sit down and you know, I'm going to sell you a car. I'm thinking I'd like to get 10 grand for it. You're thinking you'd like to get it for 9 grand. I don't start off by asking you for 20 grand, right? You know, it's just disingenuous, right? You walk away like, this guy ain't serious. You know, so that's where we are now.
Charles Payne, host of Making Money with Charles Payne. By the way, the book, Unstoppable Prosperity. Charlie, we love you, man. Thank you so much for joining
us. Bud.
You're a voice of reason. God bless you, Charles Payne. Thank you so much, my friend. There's the man right there. Making Money with Charles Payne, Unstoppable Prosperity. You could just Google Charles Payne and see all the great work that he is doing. Hey, it's 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 9:50 right there. And we got Brandy on the roads. Yeah, in for Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. We've got a slow crawl on the LIE lower roadway heading westbound, approaching the BQE. Collision out there, blocking two lanes. You are not moving much from Maurice Avenue, Van Wyck northbound, bumper to bumper, Linden Boulevard through to Hillside Avenue. Repairs on the Grand Central heading eastbound. Very heavy approaching Kew Gardens. The right lane is blocked till about 4 o'clock today. Some more construction on the Cross Bronx heading eastbound, moving between the Bronx River Parkway and White Plains Road. That has you solid from the Deegan over on the westbound side. Going to need a lot of extra time moving to the outbound George. We've got some repairs on the upper deck, blocking a lane till 2:30. That has you very slow from White Plains Road. Still not a bad ride, though, on the inbound side. You're in pretty good shape both up and down. Also looking good inbound at the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Garden State Parkway, very heavy, moving between exits 144 and 145. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joey on the radio. We working our way to Mike Gallagher. Working my way back to you, babe. At 9:51 right now, telling you about Relief Factor. I love talking to Pete and Seth Talbot. They got some great stories about folks that email them, that call them. Yes, they talk to every one of their customers at Relief Factor, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth, you know. So they told me about one guy, he couldn't move. He was in pain while he was sleeping. Isn't that terrible? Right? He just had pain. Yeah, Pete told me this story. He said the guy couldn't get out of pain when he was sleeping, so he started taking Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor, and he started sleeping through the night again. No pain, better sleep. And he calls Pete and he tells Pete that, you know, I love that. And you can see the joy too. When I talk to Pete and Seth, they love getting people out of pain. And you could do it with the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. It's like a trial to see if you can get out of pain. You want to sleep through the night? You want to bound up the stairs with a reckless abandon like I can do now? You want to make a lateral move as you're out there walking around your property or doing something on the lawn? You know what? You want to get the 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, all right? Could be your back, your neck, your shoulder, your hip, your knee pain, you know, getting older, whatever it is, every day. everyday living. It doesn't matter why. Just try, please, the 3-week quick start for $19.95 from ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384. Once again, the number for Relief Factor, 800-500-8384. Or again, ReliefFactor.com.
It's back to school time. So what does back to school look like for your family this year?
All the kids at my school will be wearing masks.
My family will have school at home.
We'll do a mix of classroom time and home time.
How you're doing school might be different, but one thing will stay the same.
Back to school is expensive.
No matter what back to school means for your family, let us make it easier with the Back to School Sweepstakes.
You could win $2,500 to help pay for school supplies, kids' clothing, electronics, and more.
Then your school gets an additional $2,500.
To enter, just go to our website. You can even earn bonus entries to increase your chances of winning.
For your chance to win, head on over to AM970TheAnswer.com and enter. That's AM970TheAnswer.com. AM970TheAnswer.com.
We expect a lot from our homes. Larry Elder here. They're more than just a place to hang your hat. Your home is where you try your hand at gardening and new recipes, rest and recharge, work and play. That's why at Home Advisor, they're committed to keeping your home up and running no matter what. A little busy this summer like me? Behind on those to-do lists? Home Advisor and their award-winning app is here to help. From the projects that creep up on you like appliance repairs, gutter cleanings, and faucet fixes, to the ones you look forward to, like creating your very own backyard retreat worthy of a summer staycation, Home Advisor will find local pros to help you get the job done right. Use the Home Advisor app day or night to get matched with the best pros for your projects. You can book and pay for more than 100 projects with just a few taps, plus see the tasks trending in your neighborhood. Whether you need a last-minute fix, routine home maintenance, or an exciting new upgrade, Home Advisor is standing by, ready to do everything to fix your everything. Download the Home Advisor app today to get started.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
A heat advisory remains in effect until 8 p.m. tomorrow. Sunshine mixing with clouds today, quite warm but humid. There can be a thunderstorm in spots late this afternoon and this evening. Today's high 88. It'll feel more like it's in the mid-90s. Partly cloudy, warm and sticky overnight, though just 75. Times of sun and clouds, very warm and humid tomorrow with a shower and thunderstorm around, high 88. Thursday, more clouds than sun, warm and humid with a shower and thunderstorm or two likely, the high 84. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, it is 5 minutes before 10 o'clock. I got to go to Judy. Judy, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. And how you doing, Judy? How you doing? How you feeling today? I got you there?
Good.
Judy? Hello.
Yeah,
hi,
good
Judy.
Morning, thank Joe.
How you doing? Thanks for checking in, girl.
I'm trying to do good. I actually have a thyroid problem, also, you should know, so it's been giving me a bit of a trouble. Not, God forbid, cancer, but I've got something else, and I have an autoimmune thing that attacks my thyroid. So you asked me a question, and you got in deep. No, I'm calling because two things. Do you know you have the most amazing personality? I want you to know that. I thank God for someone like you. You're amazing, and if your mother's listening, she can be very proud of you. And I have to tell you, yes. Charlie Payne, when I heard him last time when you interviewed him and he was speaking about a personal side of him,
this is
such a role model. I tell you, whenever you see him, give him a hug from me.
He's special. Judy, I love you.
How
I love
you.
You and thank you. And thank you. Thank you. God bless. And my mom is listening. Hey, let me tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn real quick before we get out of here, because they're open for business. You got to get out to Brooklyn. You got to get out to Avenue R. Nostrand. 718-998-7851. I'm telling you, when we settle down and we get out, I'm going out there to Michael's of Brooklyn. We got to get out, all of us, all of the radio station, and convene at Avenue R. Nostrand, Michael's of Brooklyn, Fred and Johnny, and Michael himself, and Marianne. I've been been telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn for how many years now? Years. From day one. Thanks. A shout out to Mary, our superstar sales gal. And I went out and I met the Cacacci family. And not only are they great, not only are there is their Italian heritage and authenticity like you're not going to find anywhere else. But you know what? These are nice people. This is a great family. So you get the best meal of your life. And if you're listening around the country, don't forget when you go to the supermarket, Michaels of Brooklyn, right there. In the meantime, locally, Avenue R in Ostrand, that's where you want to go. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michaels of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964. And that's a great way to end the show on that beautiful note. We love you for listening. Joe Sebilia, great show. I love you, Al. Brandy, great job for Debbie Duhame. Judy, thank you for those kind words. Thank you for listening every single morning. Let's do it again tomorrow. We will convene. We will make sense of a crazy world. And in the name of God Almighty, we will prevail. We, the people, will prevail. Go out and make it the best day ever. Would you do that, please? Because you deserve it.